So what's happened is the book sort of took a life of its own. And I get emails from around the world I was taking a dance class, and I had a student in my dance class. This was just for fun, a dance class for fun. And I had a student who was an older student who had been one of my students. And her, she's not originally from America, from the United States. She's from overseas. And she said, "Oh, I got to tell you this, Barbara." She said, "My brother is at blank university, which is several thousands of miles from California. And they're close, and I don't know whether he emailed or Skyped or called. I don't know the details, but he contacted her and basically said, you know what? This is so ironic. I'm using a math book that somebody from your college wrote, and it was collaborative statistics, right? I've had colleges in other disciplines using it. I had a former au pair from Norway who is now in the United States, and she was in a dentistry program at Howard University, and she contacted me to tell me that they were using a chapter of it in her pediatric residency dentistry surgery class, something like that, but while she was working on getting board certified in the United States. So that was a dentistry program. The book's taken on its own life, and people will use it, but it's not that they're just using the book. They use it and they know it's free, and so they email and they say, "Just want to let you know, here are some things that I did." And they send them, and it helps with all the students. I had an AP student group, a class, email me, and they told me that they were in an AP statistics class. They didn't use the book, they used the videos that I had posted on iTunes U because their high school math teacher didn't know statistics really. So she was showing the videos and then they would work out the problems. And it's hard enough at a community college level to get math faculty who are strong in statistics, but at the high school level, it's even harder, and AP statistics has become more and more popular. So it's taken on this life where it's being adapted for AP courses. It's now several years ago, it became part of the California Learning Resource Network, which in the United States, in order for schools, public schools, K-12, but we're talking about high schools in particular, to use their supply funds to buy textbooks. It's from an approved group. The books go through a huge review process. Well, former Governor Schwarzenegger started the California Learning Resource Networks to get an approved list of books that high schools could use that were free. And so if they didn't have their supply, if they didn't have the funding, or if they decided they didn't want to spend the funding, or they didn't like the books that were on the approved list, they could use these approved books. And so ours is one for both high school's AP and high school statistics. And then OpenStax is now gonna turn it into some phenomenal part. It's a great part. For me personally, as a community college faculty member, to be able to be at this point of my profession interacting with people from around the world, colleagues like you, like the Rice University folks, Department of Education, this was so out of the realm of what I expected to be doing in my life. And so I think it's locked. And so for me, I have gained so much professional development, and I have grown, which has made me a better faculty member. I'm now working at the Chancellor's Office in California Community College, which oversees all the 112 community colleges, and I'm there for a total of 2 years, and I've been able to influence OER policy. So this wasn't on your original list of questions, but I'll just tell you about this now. This time in Bali, Cable Green from Creative Commons and I were on a bus at the Open Courseware Consortium, Open Courseware Consortium Global Conference in May in Bali. Known Cable for years. So that's another part. Why would I know Cable Green of Creative Commons? Why would I know Mike Smith from Hewlett. I mean, it's because I got involved with these projects, and these all help. I mean, tangentially, everything helps so that my students have a better learning environment when I have this professional development from internationally. But so I talked to Cable, and I said, you know, Cable, I'm there for another year. What could I do to make a real difference about open ed resources at the policy level? Which I was never a policy person. I go straight to that math statistics path. And he said, he came up with a plan. And I brought the plan to the chancellor's office, and it passed unanimously by Board of Governors. So the plan was that any grant or contract that comes out of the California Community Colleges for all of the colleges now is required to have a CC BY license on it. That was never there before. And we used the same language that the TACT grants use, which there was a session about that. So it was not so controversial. It was more that people didn't understand what it was. It wasn't controversial. It's like, but wait, I don't want to give up my copyright. And it was like, okay, then you don't have to take the funding. You know, wait a minute, I want the funding, but I want to keep the IP rights. Well, make up your mind, you know? You want it, you don't want it. So now all grants coming out of this will require CC BY license on it and require them to share the materials versus just having them hidden somewhere on their own campus. It's the largest educational institutional system, I think, in the world that's required the CC BY for its grants and contracts. And it you know, made all the Chronicle of Higher Ed. It made all of the journals that come out, which means that other colleges and university systems around at least the United States, I think we're much more protective of our IP in the United States than other parts of the world. But hopefully around the world, this will become a much more common part. Wow, California did it. You know, 2.6 million students in our system for the community college system. We did it. The U.S. government has it on the TACT grant. Let's just make this the default norm. Mm-hmm.